Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green.
Bertha, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Should I bag or not bag our grass clippings? We keep the lawn about 3 inches tall in the summertime.
If you were a golfer, you would see that the golf clubs never pick up the grass clippings because that grass clipping is full of the nutrients that it took to make it grow. It's full of moisture. So you mow your grass, you let it fall to the ground, it gets recycled as fertilizer for your root system. Jim, good morning.
I got a problem, Paul, and it's a problem with my lilac. And it's just turned into what looks like a shriveled up bush.
Cut off a branch, take a sharp knife, and split the stem in two to see what the inside tissue looks like. If it's a borer, you would find a little hole someplace on the trunk of the tree close to the ground. So if there's a hole in the trunk, a hole when you split the stem, it's a borer. Joanne, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
I have a question about clematis. This is a sweet autumn clematis, and I have them growing on an arbor in my backyard. Unfortunately, the arbor is rotting out. Is this a good time of the year to cut it down so I can get at the wood of the arbor and replace it?
Right now, all of the energy is in the ground, in the roots of the plants, where it's stored for the winter. When the ground thaws, the energy will move from the roots up into the stems, break the buds from dormancy, and they'll begin to grow. Pull out the old posts, put in some new posts, and then you can reattach these plants to back to the posts and then train them to go back up again. Tell me about your lilac cuttings. What's happening?
I've tried some lilac cuttings, and I haven't had too much success. Last year, I had some bug eating when it first sprouted, and I have a similar situation this year. I look out at all kinds of times of day, and I never see a bug on it. After a while, the plant really outgrows the bug.
For the chewing on your plant, get a product called spinosad or spinosad. This is a bacteria, and it will take care of most leaf chewing insects, and it's totally natural. It will take care of all kinds of caterpillars, cutworms, and insects like that. And that's something that you would put down at the first sign of holes developing in your foliage.